sing. That's what you're, that's why, have you noticed how ridiculous your scientists are today, Carolyn? Used to, science was something that was thoughtful and studied.
No,
and,
it never
and Edward,
was, not to me, never.
And Edward, and
death
Edward
by
R. Murrow.
And,
no, no, we're not talking about, darling, we're not talking about medicine. We're talking about just science. Like, this is an elm tree, and an elm tree does this in science, and we'll study the elm tree. Or every June, the magnolia trees seem to blossom, and they bloom, and they're noticing what is. Notice now they've gotten just topsy-turvy crazy. They don't know anything. They can't figure out anything. They can't calculate anything. They don't know anything.
There is a, you change
so.
Yours. Of course.
Yeah.
Of course. You did
well,
it.
Well, but now it's gotten to a place where they can't recognize it. So now when science, like Fauci, says something, it doesn't make any difference because 30 minutes later he says something else. Now they decided that the coronavirus isn't on hard surfaces. You can lick anything you want to. All of a sudden, just out of the blue, because they can't believe it, because this morphification, things morphing into something else has gotten the proclivity has gotten so vast that they're having to say, get these people out of their damn houses, get them back to work, or they're going to starve to death, or cause a war, or die anyway. So either way, get them out of their house. So it's opening up. And I don't know if they're going back to school. We don't know if they're going back to the bank. We don't know what they're going to do.
I want to clarify something here.
Bob's going to kick me out.
Are people, the average people out there watching the TV, keeping up on it to the degree they pay attention, they recognize science fucked up. They're agreeing with you, Ian. The science doesn't know what it's doing. And that's why they're saying, fuck you, we're going to the beach. Is that what's going on?
Yeah, they're saying, fuck you, I don't have any. They're saying, fuck you, Bob ain't giving me no more money, which you're not. And fuck you, I ain't got no money, because they don't. And fuck you, I'm starting to get hungry, and I'm going to go wherever they're going to get that to do whatever I got to do that. You got damn doctors that are doing Uber drivers or driving, delivering pizzas, making enough money so they can eat, Bob.
So there's a revolution of perception going on.
As we speak.
Right. And that is a hexatic turmoil process, right? In the hexatic.
It's an ascension. It's a post-ascension day phenomena.
Okay. Very good.
Okay. And we're back.
Is he talking about the Quinnipiac? Is he talking about the new Quinnipiac poll that says Biden is ahead of Trump by 11 points?
Oh, yes, he is. Yes, you can answer Bob that question.
Yeah, we can answer that. That's easy. We're pimping. We're pimping for him. He's going to be, hey. In order for him to become viceroy, he's got to be the underdog. And if you're looking at sleepy Joe Biden, who hadn't been out of his house in 72 days, with the damn ducks and the birds and people's phones and crazy shit, and he walks off from his live feed. He doesn't know even to whom he's talking. He's having this one long conversation babbling. It's kind of like Bob in the bathroom. You just don't want to go in there. There's just too much going on. There's a lot of stuff going on. Just don't go in there. Just let him do his thing, and he's going to move things or not touch anything. He does the best job in the bathroom for not touching anything. It's the most amazing thing in the whole world. We don't know how you do it. How you can spend that much time in the bathroom and touch nothing. It's amazing. It's pretty astounding. So past that, then what happens is it's a build up. So people go, oh, the hell you say. Oh, hell no. We're not going to have this. They're not, oh, stupid Joe Biden. And then now they're fighting about that dimming in Florida. She's a colored woman. And then Amy Klobuchar. Yeah, we can't even say it. We don't know why. But those are the new top and rising stars for the vice presidency, trying to help Sleepy Joe's prognostication in the conversation. But he's not going to make it, and it's going to be sad. And we're going to make sure that he looks like he's viable, because most people look at it and go, this is ridiculous. Who in the fuck is going to vote for Sleepy Joe Biden? This is stupid. You know, 470 years ago, 60, you know what we're talking about. We the people, in order to form a something, you know, Why am I trying to tell you? Y'all know all that. He can't even hold a whole sentence. He can't do 10 seconds, let alone 20 minutes, until we come up to the what you call it, the debates. And Trump is going to just massacre him. It's going to be amazing.
Okay, so you're saying you're going to keep Biden in the running so Hillary and the others can't get in there. That's what you're saying.
Hillary can't really get in there now. She's just about to go to jail. She can't even jump in this late day. I mean,
is she really scared? She knows what Sidney Powell's got on her. She knows that.
Bob, check this out. Somebody gave Sidney Powell the Silas Duguid letters.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, so is Hillary yelling at Bill, saying, "You got me into this mess"? Or how does she express herself?
No. She says, damn you, Bill Clinton, damn you for what you put me through. Yeah.
And she wouldn't have said that too much a few years ago.
She would just be too busy doing her own thing.
Yeah.
She's doing her own thing. Why would she need to be all that way? But now she's lost, and she did it herself because Bill Clinton wasn't the Secretary of State or function or whatever she was. Madam Secretary.
Yeah.
Bill Clinton wasn't there doing Benghazi. You can't blame him for that, you see.
Some reporter or some guy who was in Hillary's apartment headquarters the night the results were coming in November 2016, and when she realized she had lost, he reports that she let out a blood-curdling scream. Is that an accurate report?
It is.
Okay.
It's Philippe Patel. His name was Philippe Patel. You know what he was doing? He was trying
that's
to...
That's not the guy who was interviewed on TV.
Oh, well, that's the one who heard it, because he was the one who had already started bleach-bitting some of the amazing evidence.
Since you're not a perfect...
The Big Apple's dying. The streets are empty. Tens of thousands have been plunged into poverty. Our leaders have no plan, no answer. New Yorkers have already learned the society distance. Businesses is closing. It's over. It's done. We're doomed.
Maybe you should do most answers like that. So the previous answer, talking about Philippe somebody, it's a bit blurry, so I don't know what you're saying. Could you say...
He was there bleach-bitting emails for Hillbillery.
What does it mean, bleach bidding? You know, censoring them or deleting them?
You can look it up. It's a program.
Oh, okay. All right. So there was a guy destroying her emails during that night.
When she knew she lost.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay, so...
He's heard her. And he was there.
Did she really believe she was going to win?
She knew she was going to win. The tech body told her she was going to win.
Oh,
Joy
yeah.
Behar told her she was going to win. So who's going to? Joy Behar can't be wrong, right?
Okay. Now that reminded me of something this week. Remember the UFO scenario? Somebody was going to say there was going to be a UFO invasion on Election Day, and that would cancel the situation. And I don't remember whether that would help Hillary or screw her up and be pro-Trump. Do you remember
they
that
did.
Story?
There was that. There, and it did occur. You can look it up in your news. You can look it up in your news. It was cited everywhere. Las Vegas had big sighting. New York had big sighting. Columbia, South Carolina had a sighting. Yeah, there's a lot of them. It was a distraction.
And why were they happening? Were they Pentagon UFOs or foreign bodies?
They were real UFOs because, see, if things had gone different, you'd had to step in and had your intervention right then. But you won, so they didn't have to do it, so they went on their way.
So the UFOs were distracting people so that they wouldn't vote for Clinton?
No.
What's the purpose?
No. If Clinton had won... Because she did win the popular vote. But had she won, then you would have had the meeting and you'd have went to meet them right then and it would have canceled all that foolishness. Her being president wouldn't have mattered. It would have changed society.
Right. So those were the UFOs. that are going to meet with me eventually.
Well, not the same ones, but yeah.
The same civilization that they're from?
Not necessarily. You get around, Bob. You don't care. You're an equal opportunist. Opportunist. You're an equal opportunist. You'll fuck anybody. You don't care. It don't bother you.
Right. So many, many different civilizations are vying for the contact, Carolyn.
Of course. They all want to see. They want to have the first. They want the first to have Dark Soul Nookie, Bob. They're all fighting to be the first.
It's going to be good. That's what Stang prophesied.
Well,
we get on those UFOs. A lot of sex
prophesied.
On there.
That's what Stang prophesied? Come on, Bob. He didn't prophesy.
What did he do?
He prophesied. He prophesied.
Oh, okay.
He didn't prophesied.
Okay, great. So, what was so dramatic? Why was it so dramatic that Hillary could not be president?
Just
what was
because.
That? Just because. And was that UFO phenomenon, the appearances, that was made visible by the tech body?
We don't know what that means.
Well, the tech body makes us see what we see. It manages our collective perception. So they would have allowed, it had to be go through the tech body for us, for those people to see the UFOs when they did in Las Vegas, et cetera.
Oh, okay. Maybe.
Tech
okay.
body's in charge of that.
That's fine.
Okay, so these UFOs, foreign bodies are coming. Are any of them from the Booties constellation?
No, that's some of your made-up bullshit. There ain't no booty, bitty bodies. There's none of that. Don't
why
worry
did,
about that.
They're
going to be absorbed. They're going to be absorbed.
That's going to be absorbed. But why did Michael Blake Reed choose?
That's all he could see.
He knew of the Booties constellation with Arcturus.
And that's all he could see. All he could see.
When he was in trance or just in his normal consciousness?
No difference. And if it really was the Bootians, they would have let him live. He wouldn't have had to die. He would have been sustained by it.
Right. So because it was not true what he was talking about, he had no suffering.
Now, your better argument would be, did Bob Carr have some kind of affliction with them, and is that why he's still alive? Yes, he saw them in LSD trips, and he borrowed that, and that's why that son of a bitch is still alive. That's a better one. We respect Bob Carr better than Michael Blake fucked up Brute Reed.
Right, so Bob Carr saw the Boodians in his
No, he had interactions with his trips, quote-quote
yeah.
trips.
With real UFO, with real foreign bodies. Real.
Yeah, and he got power from that. So that's what we're saying. If Michael Blake Reed had really been engaging with the Boodians, then he'd still be alive.
Right. So Bob Carr, we noticed when I interviewed Bob Carr and Dave Worster separately, like almost 24 hours each total, in when we first got here in 2008, here in the fifth gate, Dave Worster had a more powerful voice than Bob Carr, said Carolyn, and it seemed that way to me. In the end, did Bob Carr have more power than Worster, and that's why he's still alive?
Oh, yeah, he's still alive. He put his little megalomania, tyrannical dick in the dirt.
Right. What? And that was 2008, before Ion showed up. So Ion showed up. Then about a year later, Ion got JW to listen to Dave, and then eventually talked to him.
No, wait,
that
now.
Was...
Dave Worster didn't die in 2008, Bob.
No,
later.
No, listen, look. In 2008 was when I did these sessions, and where Dave Worster sounded stronger than Bob Carr. Now, maybe he was, because a few months later, Ion showed up, and then a year after that, in 2010, Ion said that Carol and I had to talk to Dave Worster before we would get the Coldplay formulas that you gave us in April 2010. So there was an important connection for us to do with Worster. So Worster met JW on the phone and then interacted with Ion. And then he, after within a couple of years, and Sasha witnessed this, he went a little psycho, megalomaniac. That's when he lost his
mad.
Power.
Right. He went mad.
You mean mad angry, or he went insane?
Mad as a hatter. And then he struck out at JW and went all crazy. You know how he goes. And
yeah.
He bumped into something that affected JW, but it didn't swash him. So then it became a battle, which is why the Washington Monument is standing to this day.
Well, I used to say that Worcester was holding up the monument.
Well, actually, we're holding it up. He was trying to knock it down.
Oh, okay. And so that's when Bob Carr, he didn't interact with Ion, but he kept his cool, and Dave got weaker, and Dave and Dave died, transitioned. So,
that's right.
And so Carr remained. So when we heard Worcester in 2008 versus Bob Carr's voice, Worcester was more powerful at that point.
Correct.
Yeah. What was it about Ion? Was he just jealous that we were talking to someone else and not him? What was his problem with Ion?
He had put himself in a box up in the Oregon bullshit space.
Yeah, Seattle.
He had gotten himself tangled up. He got himself trapped in a box because he would lose his health care. He would lose his place to live. He would lose his everything. If he had any remuneration of any level, you see.
Correct.
And all his conditions, and he was superior to everybody, but he realized how ridiculous it was, and he bumped into JW, and JW didn't have any of those limitations or restrictions or those issues and could have a conversation, however palatable, regarding it. He knew all about it, but there was nothing he could do, so he was trapped. Well, come out and see us, and we'll do this. Oh, I can't leave. Oh, no, I can't. And he got all hemmed up with himself. So then he went to his quiet place trying to draw power. He could draw power, that's fine, but it ended up costing him.
Right. And then that made him feel weaker and painful, so he got more angry.
And it was his ire that was his downfall.
Yeah.
And Sasha saw it firsthand, and where is Sasha right now? Still alienated.
Right, because she thought we respected Worcester, and Worcester turned out to be a fool in her eyes, so she didn't respect us. Is that what happened to her perceptual
thinking? She just saw the whole thing. The power that was portrayed was overwhelming. Remember, because she was all about the wires in her house, too many wires and cords and things, trying to get something grounded. It was course, it was terrible. And then she lost Spencer, and that was just pretty bad.
Right, so she saw too much power. Dave had power, she saw it, and she couldn't take it.
We think we're going to bring Spencer back. We like Spencer. That'll be fun. Give you something new to play with.
But this question,
bring you something new to play with.
Yeah, Worcester had power. She saw it, and even though it was diminishing, she saw it, and that frightened her.
Well, the way it overtook him, she saw it taking over, and then it became a battle between us, Ion, and Dave Worcester, or something illegitimate that came out of Abaddon's ass. something at that tiered level, and she's like, wait a second, I didn't sign up for none of this shit. This is crazy. These people are crazy. And it never ends well for them, because she said, if Dave Worcester is all this wonderful, we can engage him. Then all of a sudden, he's calling on the phone and screaming and hollering, and somebody's going to pay. You know it well,
but,
Bob. You know it well.
It scared her off the whole thing.
She's like, okay, I'm going to get good at this, and then I'm going to go ball sack nuts crazy too. Yeah, that ain't no good.
So is Sasha ascending anyways?
Computer says no. She's trying to live for her children, her daughters.
Right. Okay. There's this guy, Alfred Weber. Jim George knew him. W-E-B-R-E. Yeah, his name is Lambermont Weber. Lives up in the Seattle area. Alfred Lambermont Weber. And he has his own blog. And it's called exopolitics.com. And he was a friend of Jim George, the guy who got us into Mir. And he has his own scene there. And they make statements like this, and he brings on people who claim to understand this or are evidence of it. Human souls, here's a statement on his latest post to me, human souls are holographic fragments of source, incarnating in our holographic avatars in the time-space holographic density of Earth. Now, that sounds pretty babblish. Is there anything he's trying to say? Is this a mind that goes nuts because it's avoiding ion?
Yeah, it's anagrams of Weber and Scrabble, Bob.
Right, and why is he... okay, here it is. So they talk about accessing spiritual freedom in the omniverse, on New Earth. That's the transhumanist agenda. AI, artificial intelligence, singularity, afterlife, interlife, reincarnation matrix. Then he says, therefore, the relationship of the community of holographic... I wonder if I should... okay, I'll forward this, maybe make it more complete. I think it's blocking out some of the words. Okay, just to get the accurate sentences. No, it doesn't. Blocked off, so it's not complete. So I will go back to him to read what I can see. So he's saying, here's my brief. Therefore, the relationship of the community of holographic incarnating in human avatars on time, space, density, Earth is the holographic community of intelligent beings. This is exactly the reported Aniki of Temer assigned in the above video to some multidimensional federation, human intelligent civilizations in the Alpha Centauri, Sirius, Andromeda, and others. Well, there are scenes. In her video, the reported Anika of Temer is in profound something, stating that the intelligent civilization of holographic human blah, blah, blah avatars on time, space, density, Earth is not capable of the rest of upper-dimensional human holographic civilizations, intelligent civilization. Okay, very garbly. Is that something to not even read? Are they trying to tell something that you would say clearer? And what's going on with Mr. Weber? And his
team. He's just deluded. They're deluded. Their team is lost in space, trying to finally figure out what danger Will Robinson means.
Okay, good. All right. All right, now we'll get into some questions here I have.
Thank goodness. We're so glad.
Right. As the coronavirus patients go into the hospitals, are some of them going in there that have other health problems and that's not treated so they die? And so the hospital administrators say, okay, another corona death so that we can get some money for the corona death. Are they fudging the numbers in the hospitals?
No, they don't even know, Bob. They're just lost in space. This is turning into such a blitzkrieg. They can't even make anything work from what they're working. They can't do this.
Right.
They can't do it.
Are they spending time saying, hey, the administrative staff saying, look, okay, we're really screwing up here. Let's put out these stories. Are they trying to manage their media image as they know they're really in trouble?
Yeah, it's kind of like the national security law that China's trying to impose on Hong Kong. It's going to get ugly.
All right. Between Hong Kong and China, it's going to get ugly?
Well, not Hong Kong's safe, but China's trying to retaliate against Hong Kong by making a national security law and put it on Hong Kong, but it's not going to work, so don't worry.
Got that. In a recent session, it might have been one of Bert's transcriptions, the phrase the Great Wall came up, but it didn't seem to be referring to China. It was maybe an interdimensional Great Wall. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Would you clarify what that is?
Here, there was an example of here at the wall, Trinity and Wall Street. It was the wall, Trump's wall, that's going to keep the Americans in so they can't escape from the FEMA cramps reference, because he was very good about it. See, the reason Bert is so charmed, we hope this holds, okay? But the reason he's so charmed is because he's innocent and he's just going at it. He takes it by rote and goes with it. And he tries to apply it to make it be a thing that's a thing. You know what that means? That means even if he doesn't know it, he'll let it go until he does know it. He'll work on it until it is. He's like you. He's a third-eyed blind. Third-eyed blind.
He's not using his intuition enough. If that's what you mean by third-eyed.
Which is good. And we say good. Because intuition will leave you in the dark. It'll lead you down the wrong alley.
Yeah, because you mix in too much of your own subjectivity, right?
That's the reason you're so brilliant at this, is because you don't even have one.
Right. I don't even have a third.
You have no intuition.
Eye.
You have no intuition. You have no
right.
Zero.
That's
none.
Right.
Not a bit. That's and you true. Like that, because you're like, ooh, that'll just get in the way. That'll just confuse you. That'll just make you wonder whether to drink the orange juice in Los Angeles or not.
Right. Very good. Okay, so... Mm-hmm. So is there another meaning of the Great Wall in reference to interdimensional polarities?
The one we just said. The one we just
that
said.
Was it.
Although
yep.
here at the wall, the one at Christ Church is serious. That's a serious one there. We're going to open
well,
that
that's
for
in
you
New Zealand.
One day. Man, I know, but it goes that far, Bob. Come on now.
What? It goes back
it
that
goes
far.
It goes that far. Not back that far. It reaches
also,
that
the
far.
Wall goes that far.
Yeah.
And you say that now Ian says that I meet the foreign body aliens in New Zealand. That still holds?
Yes. Unless you unless you say, I ain't going there. They have dirty things there. They got snakes there. They have snakes.
Right.
I'm not going there. You may pull it and say, y'all come over here, I ain't going over there. You may do that, so I don't know.
And would they obey you?
What choice do they have if they want to meet you if you don't show up, Bob? It's kind of like where they're going to tune in. We're going to tune into a Chi radio. Where's the Chi radio? I ain't going over there. Then they'll go wherever you are, Bob. They're not going to. They don't have a choice.
Okay.
Or better stated, what choice do they have?
Right. Now, they're entering into my area, and I see them and communicate with them. That involves the Great Wall. They go through the Great Wall, over the Great Wall in Christ Church.
Yeah,
no?
Sort of. But we'll have to see how that goes. It's
right.
Not quite.
You're not
like
including.
That.
You're not in, when you use the phrase Great Wall. You're not including the alien contact scenario. It's not part of that.
Correct.
When you,
we try not to. We try not to on purpose.
Right. Okay, Seth is one of the children of Noah, right?
No, he's one of the children of Adam and Lilith.
Right, and Noah had Shem, Japheth, and somebody else. What was the third name?
Shem, and Japheth.
Shem?
Him. Shem
and
Japheth.
Okay.
Japheth.
So, is there some the other? There are several other children of Adam and Eve, right?
Later.
Yeah. So Seth is different, and
yes.
I have here Seth is the dragon. Did Ion call him the dragon?
Represented the dragon because see Lilith was not. She was an angel.
Okay, is that
remember?
No? That little, the people
yeah.
talk about Lilith. Okay, so
well, they
that
were saying
was
that she was some. They said she was in a Nephilim. She was an abomination, which is what caused the giants to be, which is what caused the problem, which is what caused the flood, which is what caused all this to fall, which is where all this trouble came from.
So and that
it went
was
all the way up
by
to Noah when he had to build the ark.
It led to Noah. Is that what you just said?
Yeah, because of the abomination.
But see, that was all pronounced by me, by Opinel. I objected to this mating of angels and humans, correct?
Yes, that's right.
And did I do that on Andromeda?
Mostly, yeah.
So the angel interacting with humans and mating and all that, that's all the Andromeda, what we call the Yamaka continent. So the Yamaka continent is on Earth, or is it part of Andromeda before we
There's
fell?
No difference. They're both represented. They're both represented. It's kind of like, is porn sex? Yes, but it's not the bad version of it. And is sex sex? Yes, that's the natural. So they both are coitus, but one's preferred and the other's what you Google at. So the same way here. Andromeda continent is from Andromeda, but there is the Andromeda continent here. The Andromeda from Andromeda would be the porn version.
Oh, so the Andromeda continent here is better.
Yeah, because it's real. It's genuine.
Andromeda is not real?
But it's fictitious, Bob. Nobody's going there except for y'all till you get back. Why would you have to leave? It was all
that
wonderful.
That classifies it. Yeah, why are we going there?
Because you can't stay here. Because you can't stay here.
Okay, so that's a less real place and we'll eventually get back here?
No, you're taking here with you. Remember the planet's going to.
Oh, yeah. We're taking the.
So you're
going
to add, you're going to add girth back to there. Paradise. Floston, as they call it.
Okay, so I image that non-physical merges with physical. You come into physical and start creating. The complement to that is that we go to non-physical, which is in the unreal Andromeda, but we bring the physical to it, and it merges and solidifies. There it is, Joe.
Yeah.
You get that, Carol?
Perfect words. Perfect words. And
ion is,
you also... Sorry.
Let me just say this to Carol. Yeah, ion is non-physical, and they came into the physical to create. Okay, Carol?
Stop. We did not come in to create. We came in to give you the unction to ascend. But because you didn't ascend, or a lot of people didn't ascend, it gave us power, so much power that we started creating. And that's when the trouble started. Go ahead.
Right. Okay. Now, Carolyn, complimentary of ion coming in here, aside from the disservices that happened, okay, we can't overcome those disservices. I'm adding that point right now. But we are going into non-physical to the unreal Andromeda. But we're bringing physical into the unreal non-physical as ion is bringing the non-physical into the physical. So they're crossing and merging.
Everybody except for Harold Channer.
Yes, he's a lost case. I agree.
He's a guy.
He don't have bad
juju. He got no juju.
That's right. He's got no intuition and it ain't working for him. He denies so much. Anyway, so isn't that interesting, Carol? Do you get that? That we're going to the non-physical. That's the drama. It's not so real. But we're taking physical with us. And that
ask Carolyn.
This is Ian. So this movement from here and taking the Earth vehicle into the fictional Andromeda or the non-physical Andromeda. That is what angels don't want us to do. And they don't want Bob to make that possible. Right.
Correct. And Bob really doesn't either, but he does. He loves it. He's quadrophenic, Bob. He wants it and he doesn't. He likes it and he doesn't. He's on it and he's not. He did it and he didn't do it. Okay, I did it, but I didn't mean to do it. Okay, I didn't mean to do it, but it just happened. Well, it wasn't me. It was Carolyn. It wasn't me. I just won. I didn't do it. I just won. I'm the best, but I didn't do this. But if I did, I'd be the best. So as far as everybody's got to go, okay, but I'm not going. But I want to help y'all go quickly so you're out of my way. And do not come in my house with your shoes on and don't touch anything. Matter of fact, you're not even coming in my house. Let's just get this straight right here, right now. Who are these people and why are we trying to get them in the house? Like that,
all right, good.
Quadrophenia. Not xenophobia. You ain't afraid of nothing. But quadrophenic.
Right. Okay, so, Carolyn, that discourages me now. That's because I'm mixed up with social mortar. Right. My ass is mixed up with social mortar. Do you agree with that?
It's a Gutenberg prolapse, Carolyn.
Gutenberg prolapse, Carolyn.
No, Gutenberg. Gutenberg Pro.
Oh, Gutenberg. Okay.
No, Gutenberg. Gutenberg.
But Ion, since I'm acting out the completion of Social Mortar, that leads to this quadrophenia.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And that's consistent with how I've explained the Andromeme and quadrophenia for years. Okay. We talked about...
We like it.
Why haven't you finished your chart, though? That's what we keep asking. We don't know why you haven't finished your chart.
Oh, I didn't know we had finished. Just found out we'd finished.
Yeah,
so,
you got to 1990, and then the world stops. Oh, that's rich.
Well, that was me going into non-physical, scouting ahead, troubleshooting, going to Andromeda.
Oh. Yeah. Well, you were shooting, and there was trouble. That's right. We'll give you that.
Yeah. Okay. You, on the show, Claire Knight, you released new information about the three bases, one in off San Francisco, one off Florida, I think, and someone in India. I'm not sure where the third base was. Do you want to say where the third base
was? You're not supposed to be talking about that stuff. That's crazy. This is jumping to
underground.
No,
that
stuff?
Was talked by you.
You can't talk about
underwater.
No, you can't be talking about that stuff.
Okay,
Bob, that's crazy.
Yeah. You did on the show. Okay. These
bases, it's okay if we did, but you can't be talking about that stuff.
The three
you
bases. Where's the third base?
Bimini.
Oh, so it's the East Coast, the West Coast of America, and also Florida. Okay.
That's right.
And I think it was off of San Francisco on the Pacific Coast, right?
And Edwards Air Force Base, remember?
Yeah, oh yeah, Mojave Desert. That's down towards L.A. Okay, so three bases. And nitric acid was involved. Now, Daniel Sheehan, in his own biography, talks about his ex-CIA guy doing research for him, found some weird boating and an underwater action off of Florida. He saw a Florida base, or his friend did.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
And that was being worked on back in the early 70s. It's that long ago, correct?
Yeah, it way before, yeah. And it's actually way before that. It's not worked on. Human hands didn't build most of this, Bob.
Humans?
There's a
human
tunnel.
Hands.
Humans didn't do most any of this. Other elements did this.
And there's a tunnel that...
From Edwards Air Force Base to Las Vegas.
Las Vegas?
Nevada.
Australia. No, he just said Las Vegas, Carol.
See,
there's the blur. What did you say? You have to repeat it. We don't know what you said.
Edwards Air Force Base all the way to Las Vegas. Is
and
tunnel.
That was created by other off-planet engineers.
Other, it's not even you in the future. It was other worlds.
Okay. So someone in the American government discovered that, or was it always known by the elite?
No. No, they all knew it, but it wasn't about that. It's not about knowing it. When it got serious was when the Hoovers started capitalizing on it.
The Hoover, the president of 1928?
Yeah, Hoover, yes.
Herbert Hoover, not J. Edgar Hoover.
No, he was a sissy. He was a sissy. He was cute, though, but he was a sissy, Bob.
Okay. So
He was cute, though.
He was a homosexual, or was he just a cross-dresser?
What's the difference? He liked he was all those things. He was he dressed up in women's clothes, so he was a bull dyke, and he would have sex with most anything. So, yeah, it's about him. So it's a focus
and
on
would
him.
You- Would that be meant more mostly anal sex? He liked anal sex?
Any kind of sex. See, it was just the embracing. It's like pinching the nipples or any kind of anything extreme.
It
so
seems
whatever
that
got into.
Yeah, it seems that people go for elite positions in our industrial society so they can have access to a free sex life. Engage their
not
perversion.
Sex life. No, it's not sex, Bob. It's not sex. It's the focus on them. See, the point is that it focuses on whatever focuses on them. They don't care. It could be an opera singer singing to him, and that would be just the same as getting butt fucked. See, because it's all focused on him. Whatever that is, it's the way that works.
a narcissist.
It is extreme narcissistic behavior. Yeah, at any cost. A narcissist won't do something to harm themselves. They just know they're the most important things. It is extreme. He would do it to hurt himself, to be the center of the attention that was hurting himself.
Right. And that's different from being concerned selfishly about your ascension.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay.
That's just smart. Get you ascended, then you worry about everybody else.
Right. So you see various people, they might do well in football, music. Sonny Bono did this. He became a politician. Now, the people become politicians, so they can get into Washington and go through this narcissistic getting attention syndrome. That's why they go leave their local town and go to Washington for this narcissistic point.
No, they can't do it otherwise. They can't do it otherwise. So they go to be a politician. Survive, function. Sonny Bono was a perfectly good singer. He had the Sonny and Cher show. They did great. Everything was cool. But when he couldn't do anything, why couldn't he sing? I got you, babe. I got you, babe. Why can't he be a singer? Why can't he be in the entertainment world? Well, he can't do that. So they become a politician when they can't do anything else.
I see. So why couldn't he sing anymore? His voice died?
We don't know. There's no reason. He just decided he couldn't do it anymore, and Cher dumped his ass. And then Chaz, we don't know what the fuck Chaz turned out to be. That's pretty interesting, too.
Right,
a girl
right.
with a dick or a man without a dick. We don't know which it is. It's something. We don't know.
Right. Okay.
It's all right with us.
Thank you.
Hey, it's all right with us, but we don't know. They don't know, so we certainly don't know.
Okay, so they get to Washington, and it ain't what they thought it is, and they're not getting the attention.
It is.
And they just...
It is. They are getting attention. Are you nuts? Nancy Pelosi's moving heaven and earth. As long as it's about her, then she starts poking the president, his condition. He's morbidly obese, and he's old, and his skin's
crackly.
But
do they start hanging out with people like Epstein and having... Sex orgies or perversions. That's part of
whatever they can get.
Right. Does Pelosi remain faithful to her husband?
Who?
Nancy Pelosi.
She doesn't recognize her husband any more than they can keep Michael Cohen in jail. He's out.
Did he just get released today?
Yeah, he's supposed to be going home because of the coronavirus.
Oh, not because he's pardoned. Didn't get pardoned.
Oh, pardon? Are you kidding? He was against Trump. Are you kidding? No,
yeah.
He'll probably have to go. He'll probably violate that. He'll probably be going back in about a second.
He'll go back where?
Jail.
To jail. Oh, because he'll commit a crime?
Or violate his home consignment.
Oh, okay, right. Okay, so why did Trump have him as a lawyer if he's such a creep?
Because Trump likes creeps that can get things done. Subterfuge is trifuge.
Right. And would you say Trump was a con man too, as other people would say? Or he knew how to use
that. We don't know what that means.
Well, Trump is a manipulator, a poor human. You said that in your recent manifesto. He's fallacious.
Well, that's like you, Bob. They're describing you. What are you talking about?
No, I'm not that bad. But maybe I am. I don't even know, do I, Carol? And you don't know. Carol doesn't
You're so
know.
Narcissistic, you wouldn't know if it was on you was on fire.
Okay.
You set yourself on fire and say, look, Carolyn, look what the beautiful glow I have. I'm on fire, but I have a beautiful glow.
Yeah, there. In Robert Anton Wilson's analysis of Finnegan's Wake that I posted, he refers to what many Joyce scholars think, that Finnegan's Wake and Joyce predicted the atom bomb. There's a bunch of phrases there that can be fit into Hiroshima or whatever the atom bomb mythology was in 1945. Did the words of Finnegan's Wake predict the bomb?
Yes. Of course.
Was that done by non-physical or by Joyce's mind?
There's no difference.
No,
non-physical was the best of Joyce's mind. Joyce didn't have a mind when he came to the wake, Bob. He got it from somewhere. Don't you know? Don't you remember Bloom's Day? That's where that came from.
Oh, so Joyce was a channel, what we call a channel.
He was more like a spatula.
Yeah, spatula. But the thing is, Ian says there's the third ring, or the fourth ring, whichever it was, third ring, that Joyce did not put in Finney's way, non-physical put it in there. Is that the same non-physical that wrote the book through James Joyce's mind?
Yes, it would, and it's a bit ambivalent what you're saying, and we're not fussing with you, and it's okay, but what you're trying to convey is that James Joyce's work, not Ulysses, but the Finnegan's Wake, the Wake, lays out the way the angel diagram applies to the Playfair cipher of angel for the Wake and how to make the angel diagram open. That was the third ring that was added that was not prescribed inside Finnegan's Wake, especially 161.
You're saying the angel diagram is not in Finnegan's Wake?
The third ring is not, except the closest it comes is page 161.
But you say there is a third ring in Finnegan's Wake.
That is the closest it comes is on page 161. Yes. But the whole thing represents it, but it wasn't complete. So it was sort of obfuscated. That's why it wasn't a bigger hit or more of a hit.
H-I-T, as in Tom? H-I-T, a hit?
Yes.
That's you're saying?
Kitty, yes, yes.
Okay, so now what
Hitler,
did Joyce...
Hitler, innuendo, and Kitty.
Did you say Hitler?
Yeah, Hitler, innuendo, and T for Kitty.
Great. So Joyce, you're saying, didn't write Phineas Wake in the normal way a novelist would write a book. Something else.
What did he say? What did he say about what he wrote? He never finished it.
But was he channeling something? And that if you accept that term.
No, he was just working. He was just working. He didn't know. He was trying to make something he didn't like, and it didn't come up of anything. So it was nothing, and it was blah blah. You know, just.
Is that the same process Zappa went through, musically?
Sorta. Well, musically, he didn't really have much to do with music, but yeah.
Okay, so I would say that's an effect of the 20th century when the electric environment is melting away the guff. And human social mortar, music and all the arts are part of social mortar, they're getting weaker. And so the social mortar creativity that Shakespeare and Milton and previous Gutenberg people did, it was getting harder for the geniuses or the sensitive like Joyce and Zappa to make art because it was becoming obsolete. There's a pretty important point there.
Yeah,
social mortar was being whittled away. And
there's not much left, see, because now the tech body's got it. Is the word social mortar? You got to answer that yes or no. You got to answer that. Okay,
have to eventually answer that.
Well, yeah, you have to answer it, yeah. Because that's going to give a different. If it isn't, then that's a different one.
Yeah, that may be the issue that Bob Marshall was rubbing up against when he was asking if tactility was in spirit, in non-physical. And so that explains my creativity. I'm not original. I don't have anything, never invented anything, don't know anything, but I am in the poem.
Don't have a car. Don't drive a car. I only got one
don't
pair
go to
of shoes.
Bars. Don't go to restaurants.
Well, yes, you do. You most certainly do.
No, I'm going
to you just don't like buying water that they try to sell you.
No,
that's all.
Thanks. But I thought the lockdown Bob rule was not people not going to restaurants like Bob.
Well, but they're going to open back up, and then you're going to have to go because Carolyn likes the interaction with humans, and you're going to have to go and sit there and complain because they're trying to sell you more glasses of water when all you have to do is when you sit down and say, yes, I'd like 8 glasses of water, no ice, and I'd like them all lined up right here. Now, when they bring those, don't fuss. Just let them bring them. Don't say nothing. So they bring 8 glasses of water. Sit them right there. You say, now, thank you. I have my water.
You don't have to interrupt me anymore. I'm going to, my wife, this little girl over here, my wife, she's going to pay you handsome. She's going to pay you handsome to not interrupt me while I'm trying to have a conversation. Now, I don't know what I'm going to talk about. I have no idea what I'm going to have something to say. I don't even know if it's going to be important. It may be a nothing burger, okay? Speaking of which, I'm not going to have a burger. But I have 8 glasses of water, and whatever I'm engaging in conversation, you won't feel compelled to interrupt me to have a good tip. Because that little girl sitting right over there is going to give you a fabulous tip because she loves you and she appreciates you and your work and all your children and your children's children and your mama and your daddy, and she loves all of them. And she wants you happy and successful, and she's going to pay you extreme. Just don't bother me now, because I got 8 glasses of water.
I got it. Okay, thank you.
I'm not going to make any noise during
her session, but look at Carol, they're banging around the kitchen, washing, vacuuming.
She's laughing.
Okay.
She's laughing.
Right.
She's laughing because she got to pay the man not to bring you any more water.
Okay, listen, I think we can explain what I am, my kind of creativity. I'm post-social mortar. But I'm wrapping up and completing social mortar. So it's an odd kind of conscious mediumship with a great deal of know-nothing. And it's what Finnegan's Wake and Zappa were expressing. They were frustrated with the condition that I'm in.
Except,
would you agree with that?
Except for the Thompson. That would be true except for the Thompson quadrant. How are you going to place the Thompson quadrant?
Yeah, Thompson.
There's the trouble.
Thompson got closer to my state in what he did than the others.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So that's why he's a contender in there and subject to his hyper-subjectivity and interrupting my plan, which I think...
Well, that affects your conductivity. His subjectivity affects your conductivity, potentially. But we know who's going to win. We got that worked out if you ever finish the damn chart.
That's right. And, boy, Bert's going to love this one. He's probably the only guy who can understand what we just said because he does his homework.
Probably.
This is going to be a big breakthrough for Trump, for Bert. Right, Bert? Bert will come in and say yes later.
Yeah,
okay.
He will. He'll come in and say yes. And he'll say, hey, Gene, I'm not better than you, Gene. I'm just better off.
Okay.
It's fine, pity.
Okay, so here, there's a word, panspermia, and is the hypothesis that life exists throughout the universe, distributed by space dust, meteoroids, asteroids, comets, planetoids, and also by spacecraft carrying unintended contamination by microorganisms. Distribution may have occurred spanning galaxies, and so may not be restricted to the limited scale of solar system. Is there a truth to the panspermia theory? That DNA was brought here.
Yes.
So that's pretty accurate. Now, is that
It's where muscular dystrophy came from.
Okay, but that's a crude version of we fell from Andromeda and came here.
It is. That's right. And then had all those elemental things. It's like when your beast, your dogs, you know, the varmints, the people that live in their house sometimes, they start catching diabetes and herpes, and they catch these sugar diabetes and high blood pressure, and they start picking on renal failure, all these different things. The beast catch this from the humans because they live with them.
Has that got something to do with we coming from Andromeda or our DNA coming from a space dust? What you just said about animals?
Yes, it's an example of how the same way we pick up from space dust is the same thing that the beasts pick up from humans, same way.
Mm. Oh, would you call that a sticky wicket?
We like that, yes. We like a sticky wicket. That's
the sticky wicket phenomenon.
Which is the
where
they hit the little ball and the little mouse.
Yes, yeah, I know.
Cricket.
But this is the case where sticky wicket was your term for how the virus coronavirus sticks to the cell phone through
the same way.
Of,
It's the same way. It's the same way a sticky wicket is in cricket.
Right, but is that? Do you bring the word frequency in to discuss that point about the virus being connected to the phone? That involves frequency.
We do.
All right. Very good. Carolyn was wondering why Attorney General Barr said he's not going after Obama.
He said, listen to what he said. What he said was, with what I have presently, I don't see any reason to incarcerate Barack Hussein Obama or Flynn. I mean, not Flynn. Who was
Biden. Comey.
Or Biden. No, Biden. Biden. Biden.
Right.
Biden.
Which is what
and
I said.
And the reason he said that, and then he said that, and the reason he said that was because it's from what he's got now. It's what he's got now.
Yeah, which is not enough.
Correct. But more is coming right now.
Does he know that more is coming?
Hell yes. And that's why he made the speech, because he's trying not to make it be political, because the Democrats say, see, they're trying to do what we did. Remember how Comey came in and says, Hillary had 30,000 emails and we found them. We know how well. There's 36,000 that we can't find, but we found all these, and WikiLeaks did it, and they're treasonous, and this and that, and this and that, and this and that. And then he said, but we're not going to charge it. Well, it's not too bad. Well, it is pretty bad. Well, it was really, really bad. But we're not going to, Casey Smith, to stir up the election at the last second. So this would be that version of that same debacle. Yes, he said, we're opening an investigation for Barack Hussein Obama and crazy sleepy Joe fucked up Biden.
And you think that's going to happen just before the election?
Or they'll basically just indict them.
Right, so you're saying
there won't be a speech.
Barr
there won't
holding
be a,
on.
There won't be a speech about it. The FBI will just come take them to jail, arraign them.
Wow, but the and Obama knows that's coming, correct?
He's all of a sudden he ain't you. You could hear a mouse fart easier than you can hear any word out of Barack Hussein Obama's mouth until just lately. Well, it's pretty clear that the people that's in charge now don't got a fucking clue what's in charge now. So it's pretty clear it's been uncovered completely that the ones that are in charge ain't even in charge. They don't even know what charge is. They don't know. They ain't got no idea what charge is. They don't know. And that's what I'm saying. And they just don't know. They don't know what's in charge. They don't know what's in charge because they don't know. Because they don't know.
He said all that because he knows he's in trouble, big trouble.
He does, and then it's ramped into the next level because of the Silas Duguid letters. Because then all of a sudden you have something ex-partide to apply.
Right, ex-partide. Am I saying it right? Ex-partide?
Something ex-parte outside of counsel.
Okay. Now, does Sidney Powell have the information that Barr is pretending he doesn't have?
About Obama? We didn't mean to leave it on her nightstand, but where else? That's the only place she looked. So,
right. So does Barr know what Sidney has?
Not all of it. She's saving
okay.
it. She's going to get rid of She's going to get rid of Sullivan first, because now she's gunning for him. She's got enough. She's got, look, when she stands up straight, she has Margaret Thatcher's posture. Did you know Margaret Thatcher had perfect posture? Your mother had perfect posture, too. Did you know that, Bob?
Yep.
No, really, she was straight up, and she turned her head, she turned it square. There was no slack-jawed business in your mother's life at all.
That's right.
Whatsoever. She was straight on, and she wore, and she wore sensible shoes, always.
That's right. She was very outraged.
So.
But wait a minute, Ion. Sydney, she has this information.
Yes.
Barr doesn't have it.
Yeah.
Yes. I don't know what I was going to say there. So we're going to add something.
Let us finish. We're going to finish our conversation. Because we were talking about your mother and Margaret Thatcher. Your mama was proud of her posture. You better air it.
No.
You don't ever talk about
Sydney and Barr have. You know why we can broadcast it? The reason we can broadcast it, we couldn't do it a year ago. We can do it now because we're in charge. And it's all bullshit what they're doing. Yeah.
Okay. But it's fun. Check this out. So Sydney's got all the dope on them all. And she's been wanting it. She wanted it. She got it. That's good. That's fine. No problem. Okay, now, the next level from the Silas Do-Good letters, this is going to tear all the way back to Weenie, Anthony Weenie, and Barack Obama, and the server in Chappaqua.
Is that where the server is that they're looking for? It's in Chappaqua?
Oh, no. That server is secure right now. Don't worry about that. We're not going to tip that off because they're listening, and we're not tipping that off. Because you'll play us, and we're not going to give them that. It's secure. The emails.
The Obama people are listening to this to see if they get some assistance.
When you play it. All right, so check this out. So then what happens is they know it, and so now they get to pin the tail on the jackass. Now we got to figure out who the jackass is now. See, it's back to Joe Dunn Sloan all over again. We got to see who the jackass is and pin the tail on him. So we got to see. Okay, so now she knows stuff, and the only reason she's into this is because they hired her. Flynn did. And so she's like, okay, I'm going to take it on. But with her perfect posture, she's got to get rid of Sullivan. Judge Sullivan first, because the judges can't prosecute somebody. They can't bring up a new prosecution. They're the fucking judges. The government said we got no problem with Flynn. The Sidney Powell says we have no problem with Flynn. So what's the problem? Well, I don't know. Here come the judge. And the judge said, well, he done pled guilty twice. He come before me twice, said he was a mean motherfucker, and he done it. Yeah, hell yeah, I done it, you bitch-ass nigga. I done that. I lied and did whatever else you said I did. Because you went after my son, you went after me, and you made me lose my house, you made me lose everything. Yeah, I did whatever the fuck you said. Fine, I done it. He said, well, he admitted twice, why ain't the bitch-ass in jail? Because he admitted twice, well, he wants to return his plea. Because they found out it was all a bunch of goober, glabber. He goes, oh, no, we're going to have to see about this. So now, check this out. Sidney going after Sullivan. Going to take him down a rang, too, because guess what? He's up for re-election this year. So this is pulling them in a little deeper. Just like, what did the spider say to the fly? Come into my parlor. So he's trying to drag a few more into it to see how this goes. Now, then what happens is they start laying out the plan of attack. And that depends on how the economy does. Because, see, if Trump's able to turn the economy all the way back up, which he is, and people are never going to be the same again, but they start cranking this thing back up. Some people are going to die. They're not going to die. They're up. They're down. Fauci's going to. George and Gracie's going to have a new baby, or they're not going to have a baby. We don't really know. It just gets a little crazy after about 2.3 seconds. That's fine. They're going to come to a place where they can say, hold on. This is about the bulls and the bears, nothing else. There's nothing else involved but the bulls and the bears. So if you ain't got a runny nose, a cough, a sore throat, or a dry cough, or some discharge of some sort, you're fine, get your ass back to work. Yeah. Basically.
You'll find what, Carol?
Get back to work.
You'll be getting back to work, okay.
Yeah, go back to work. You got no reason to live under the bridge anymore.
Okay, here's a question. Why does the tech body favor Trump? Made him win in 2016 and going to make him win in 2020.
Well, he's not going to win in 2020. He's going to become a viceroy in 2020. But whatever you say win looks like, okay, it's like that. Because he brought clear the seat of power to Dobbstown. He was unelectable. He was inappropriate. He was fictitious. He was sovereign only to himself. He was out of bounds of the present oligarch. He didn't fit into the present zeitgeist. He wasn't even a fucking Catholic, which, well, that didn't work good for Kennedy either. By the by.
Yeah.
So everything was against him, still is. Even the people that loved him hate him, you see. But them damn ex-wives, you ain't heard them say shit. They know what to not say, you see.
Why? They know his power or something? What do they
know? Yeah, hell yeah, they know his power. They ain't going to go against him. It's like somebody comes against you. It ends bad. So they know that. You ain't heard none of them. You ain't heard Marla Maples. You ain't heard Ivanka, Ivana. You ain't heard them say nothing. It's all good in the neighborhood. Okay,
yeah.
So that's fine. This thing Stacey Abrams you fucking with now. See, this is the real deal. So now what happens is, they come to a place where he's the final say. And what he says is he doesn't know. He says, I don't know. We're going to try. We don't know. We'll have to see how it works out. I'm not sure either. I'm taking hydrochloroquine, quinine. I'm taking two of them. I'm taking six of them. I'm going to take all of them for another week, and then I'll quit, and then I won't take any more, and it'll be okay. And then I'm sorry I said zinc. Nobody even picked that up, but I said zinc, but nobody's worried about that, so. Things happen. I don't know. We're going to say, hey, I'm still here. No, I ain't wearing no fucking mask. I don't give a fuck who you are.
He said that.
Fuck you. Fuck you. I ain't wearing no mask.
Well, that sounds like Bob in the White House. That's what I say. Yeah, I can't.
Basically. And so you can set up. So now what's happening is the next thing that comes to coming, the vilification of this, it's the deal now is either shut up and obey. Not or. It's shut up and obey. That's what you have to
apply to everybody.
That's the new position. Is shut up and obey.
Is he a dictator in that situation?
No. This is what the governors are trying to do. They're saying, we're not opening. He says, oh, hell yes, you are. We've been to have church. Y'all turn church out. I'm finna bring church back. We're going back to church. You're going to whorehouses get open, the massage parlors. And your bistros and your bars and whatever.
Yeah, we've been through that. But
one night in Bangkok.
Yeah, you're saying the governors will suffer if they.
They are already. They
How
are
do they
already.
Suffer? How do they suffer?
The people are revolting. They're saying,
okay.
Fuck you. We pay your bitch ass salary. We ain't making no salary. And you're still drawing a salary, sitting there telling us we can't go outside. We're hungry, and you ain't giving us no money, and Bob ain't giving us no more money, and we're going to have to do something because we don't know who the fuck you think you are, but you don't run this. You don't run nothing. Matter of fact, we're going back to work. Put us in fucking jail. Then you got to feed us. That's more than has happened at my house today. Anyway, you got to feed us. So put us in jail. Matter of fact, put us all in jail. Three hots and a cop sounds good right now. You're good. You're good. Hook me up, coach. And then after a second, they start saying, they're being very reckless and dangerous the way they're acting. They're not being, they're being reckless.
Yeah, no, do that again. You're too blurry. Say it louder or do something.
They're being reckless and dangerous, the people. They're being reckless trying to go to church. And they're being reckless trying to go get their hair cut. And they're being reckless trying to go to the whorehouse to be relieved. It's ridiculous. They're going to stay 6 feet apart. They're not going to get closer than 6 feet apart at the whorehouse.
Okay, so you're saying this election will be odd and the results will not be a winning person becoming president. They'll become a viceroy?
Yeah, still. We're still saying that until you change it up. We hope you don't. We've got
right,
a really fun party to go with it.
So Trump, if he was just becoming president, he would lose?
No, he's still going to win anyway.
But
it's not about presidency. It's about viceroy.
Yeah. Why to be viceroy? Is that empire talk?
It is. Presidents are elected. Viceroys are named.
So he is being named by the tech bodies. So
right.
He knows
you better know it. Yeah.
He's just playing.
He's like you, Bob. He's just playing along so it all comes true.
So he's
he knows that the tech body is rigging this and appointing him.
Well, no, Jared does. Jared does. He doesn't know that. He don't listen. He's too busy trying to find out. That's not in his papers. Yeah.
Right, but Jared understands what we're talking about.
Yes, Jared does.
Okay, and we can.
But you're very clear, Bob. Unlike us, you're very clear, Bob.
Yes, yes, that's right. Okay, that was good.
Clear as mud, Bob. Next question.
Is Donald Trump, okay, why does Trump tweet? I know you've said from the beginning it's the only way he can get his side out there.
It's a fireside chat.
Did he understand that about Roosevelt?
Yes, that's how Roosevelt did all he did. He bypassed the newspaper that was telling everybody they were going to die because of Mr. Roosevelt ain't going to save you. He ain't going to save you all.
All right. Why does Trump not wear a mask?
Because he don't have to. He's offending.
Right. And is he making a point to show he's tough and can handle the virus? Is he doing that also?
No, he's not going to get it. He's not going to get engaged. You're not tough and you're not engaged. You don't wear a mask. You say, fuck it, I ain't doing that. If I got to do that, I ain't going. He says, I may live, I may die, but I'm not doing that. I'm not touching that. Do you know that is nasty? I am not touching that. Do you understand me? No, I am not touching that. Yeah, no.
Okay, good.
Look at Carolyn. I'm not going to touch that.
What about Carolyn?
You better go get Carolyn because I'm not going to touch this. I'm not going to touch it. She might, but I'm not going to touch this.
Right, right. That's what Trump's saying.
Yeah. Go get Carolyn. Okay. I'm not touching him.
Yeah. So Trump, he knows he's protected with the hydroxychloroquine.
No. He's just trying to give the middle people a change. If they die, they can eat fishbowl cleaner and feel better for a minute. No, he's good because of the zinc, the vitamin C, and the drops.
Right, but
he really gets pissed because he says the remake tastes bad.
Right, but the so he says the
hydroxychloroquine, Bob. Hydroxychloroquine.
And he knows, yes, and he knows the zinc, the vitamin C, and the drops are what one can use to protect themselves. So he knows he's protected
so far. Yeah. He knows.
Yeah, and does Ivanka, are they equally not mask-wearing, and Melania and the whole family?
Yeah, they don't have to do that. They're good. They keep it clean, Bob. They keep it clean.
Now, Ian, have you said that the mask-wearing is actually a disservice, not actually good to do?
We have, yeah.
And that applies to the new mutation of the virus, because the virus is in the food, you get it by eating, not breathing. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, so the mask doesn't apply anymore.
The newest mutation. That's why everybody can go back outside now, because it doesn't apply anymore.
Very good. Is Fauci out of the picture now? He's irrelevant?
Well, we'd say for George only lasted so long, Bob.
Right.
Gracie had a better stay in power. She at least was cute.
Yeah,
he was a little bit too glib, wasn't he?
Did
he
get quarantined because he's positive?
Yeah, but he's kind of over that now.
He's about over it. Didn't do him in. Okay.
Well, not yet. It's still early. Still
right.
Early.
There's an interesting historical point. There was Rudolf Steiner, and he created anthroposophy.
That's a big word. That's a big word. Do you know what it means?
It's not Blavatsky Theosophy. He made it Theosophy.
That's right. <What? laughs> So it's post-Blavatsky.
Yeah, post-Blavatsky.
Okay, post-Blavatsky.
Pre-Blavatsky.
Nice. Okay.
Okay, but listen.
Madame Blavatsky, right? Madame Blavatsky.
Right. Yeah, it was a bravado. It sounds like you're saying. Mm-hmm. Steiner and this other guy, Victor Schauberger, S-C-H-A-U-B-E-R-G-E-R. Was Victor Schauberger more of an influence on Steiner than people realized?
Much more of an introvert, though. He's never presented that way, but much more of an introvert.
Schauberger was.
And Traubert. Yeah.
And Steiner got his anthroposophy philosophy different from theosophy from Schauberger?
Mostly, yeah. It was kind of like a blended, it was a blended thing. It wasn't pure, and it's not pure even now. It's just pretty close.
You mean it's still merged with, blended with theosophy?
A little bit.
Yeah.
Because it's not clean. You see what I'm saying? It's not clean.
Right. And did Schauberger ascend?
Not yet.
Okay. Is he transitioned?
No. Kind of in between.
And that's years ago. Like before the Guff disappeared, he could have gone to the Guff, but he didn't get there.
Correct.
Okay. The on the political scene, you have the Dems are pro-science. And that's why they believe in climate
change.
But
science keeps changing. Science said wear a mask. Science said don't wear a mask. Science said you got to wear a mask. Science says you're going to die if you wear a mask. Science says don't eat the meat. Science says you got to eat the meat. Science says don't wipe your nose. Don't touch your face. Don't love your neighbor. Don't do this. Don't do that. Don't go to the nursing home, especially if you've got the coronavirus. Don't go to the nursing home. But if you're in the nursing home, you got to go back to the nursing home because that's where nursing home people are, in the nursing home. So it goes on and on and on and on and on, so much so to the point that it doesn't make any sense. Science is out talking itself.
No, I
think
that.
I thought myself to death. Isn't that what the Congo is saying?
The battle in the Republicans against the Democrats, the more extreme people who pretend to be literate on these issues, political issues, like Ron Rosenbaum, they'll say that the alt-right, the Republicans, are anti-science. The Trumpers are anti-science. And the Dems are sane, they're materialists, they're pro-science. Based on what you just said, the Dems are stupidly pro-science. They live in the 19th century. They don't know that science has become the mess that you just described. Correct?
Well, right, basically, yeah.
So, but the Republicans or the Trumpers, are they pro-science from another stupid angle, or do they recognize the science in charge?
They don't. They don't acknowledge science at all. Trump says, when you say something science, Trump says, you know what Trump says? Look at what Trump says. Trump says, we'll have to see how it goes. We'll see. Well, science says that you need to do so and so. Okay, we'll see how that goes. Well, science says we're going to do something. Okay, we're going to look at it. We're going to look at it. We'll let you know. We're going to see how it goes.
Well, that's the ascended view, Karen, because we've learned lately that no issues have been decided, completed yet.
Well, what he's really saying is, okay, folks, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I'll check with Bob, see what Bob says, and then whenever Bob decides, I'll let you fucking know.
Very good. Very good. All right, next topic. No, I'll say this.
Oh, no. Janice Dean, mother and father, both died from the coronavirus. That's terrible.
Who's Janice Dean? She's a politician, right?
No, she does the weather at Fox. We love Janice Dean. She's wonderful. She's wonderful. She can get it. She has MS. She's got legs for days. She can get it, Bob, now. Janice Dean can get it. They're just saying.
She can get what? She's got MS. Doesn't she take her product?
Fuck. She can get fuck. She's good looking.
Even though she's got MS.
Yeah, you don't know it. She's well protected. She's covered.
Okay, here's an interesting point. In the Victorian era, maybe the first half of the 20th century, women tend not to know about orgasms, and it wasn't important to have an orgasm. Are women, way more women having orgasms today, or it's the same ratio, a lot of them aren't?
About the same. It's about as far as Dr. Lister would let them have Listerine.
Why can't these, there are different reasons why women don't have orgasms. Not all necessarily bad reasons. Or frustrated reasons.
Right, not necessarily. It's all a matter of finding your way. It's finding your way. You don't know yourself, so you got to find yourself. And men folks are frustrated, too, because they don't know what the fuck's up. They don't know what the fuck's up, either. They're messed up, too.
When they get to a certain age and can't even get an erection, even with damn pills and shit. So there's no betterment on that side either. They run it out of space. So the functionality or the anatomical correctness of function has to do with how you apply it. That means how you're considering your condition of your condition. So it allows you to maintain, achieve an erection, and then enjoy and engage in coitus for the connectiveness that can sojourn itself to mutual release, which is the best worlds.
Yeah, now, right. Talking to a good conversation last night, David Sobelman, he suggested, looking at the chart, that quadriphenia doesn't apply to the hex addict. He says a six-sided. And I think
it most certainly does. It most certainly does. I mean, that's the most ridiculous thing that's ever said. It has to. You can't ever, without that, how would you ever recognize quadriphenia? How would you possibly recognize quadriphenia otherwise?
Without what? You said without that, you couldn't recognize quadriphenia. What's that?
You made a parallel. You said quadriphenia doesn't apply in the hexatic. Is that right?
Yes, but let me finish this statement. I think he's projecting his Jewish Kabbalah knowledge, and he says the six-sided something, geometry or something, is the more appropriate to the hexadic. If the hexadic is some new dimension Bob's bringing in, or
oh
I
oh, my God. It's the damn Goyesha cup, Bob. That's the Goyesha cup.
It's a cup, C-U-P?
Goyesha. Goyesha cup. Play that for him. He'll know what Goyesha cup
means.
No,
is that Golem or Goyim? That's the non-Jewish cup?
Yeah, Goyesh. Goyesha cup.
Yeah, that's Goyim. That's the non-Jew. So, but is he's saying that quadriphenia is too Goyish, and he wanted to go with the Jewish six-sided.
Right.
That's his position.
Which is his problem, what he's presiding, what he's saying is that you have too much Christian shit.
Right, right. Would you agree with
him? It couldn't be any further from the truth.
Well, the Jews are wrong about the six-sided?
The Jews are looking for a Messiah just like the Christians are, except the Christians adopt one that didn't apply.
They got one that didn't apply. No, there's that word.
Yeah,
apply.
Jesus didn't apply. Jesus wasn't the Savior of the world. Jesus just showed you how to ascend.
Very good. Okay, let's see.
Gillian Conway for Chief of Staff.
Yes, Gillian. Kellyanne, right, Carol? You were praising her today.
Yeah, Kellyanne's a bomb. She gets it. She don't put up with no guff, and she lives with a man that hates Trump, and she's still surviving and working it out the best she can, and she may kill his damn ass. If she don't, we probably might.
Her husband kill his ass.
Yeah, piece of shit.
Okay, so there's going to be lots of bullshit about Trump's polls going up and down. The most interesting phenomenon for the next 5-6 months is the Sidney Powell effort, and that's that, right?
It's going to get its building. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be great fun. It's going to be fun, but now comes the glory days, Bob. Do you remember the glory days? What quadrant is the glory days found in, Bob?
Dobbs quadrant.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.